Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is not normal, and we can never let it become normal. People have the right to feel safe, be safe, and I'm fighting to make sure they do. But all these actions I've taken as President of the United States to end this gun violence epidemic is not enough.
President Joe Biden is once again calling on Congress to strengthen gun safety laws in the wake of a mass shooting at the University of Nevada. According to the Gun Violence Archive, the U.S. has averaged nearly two mass shootings a day in 2023. But gun supporters have largely succeeded in blocking restrictions in Washington, at state legislatures, and in the courts. Following the violence in Las Vegas, several shots were fired outside of a New York synagogue. The state's hate crimes task force is investigating an event that some call part of a rising tide of anti-Semitism since the Israel-Hamas war began. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has been talking about this issue since Jewish Cornell students were threatened online in October.
Every act, whether it's verbal or physical, any act of anti-Semitism is unacceptable and undermining the public safety at our synagogue the first night of Hanukkah is even more deplorable.
The U.S. has vetoed a United Nations resolution for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The American delegation called it unbalanced, noting the world leaders who haven't condemned Hamas's brutal attack on Israel. But aid agencies describe an unfolding disaster, where half the population risks dying of starvation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says no one is safe in Gaza.
More than 17,000 Palestinians have reportedly been killed since the start of Israel's military operations. This includes more than 4,000 women and 7,000 children. Tens of thousands are reported to have been injured, and many are missing, presumably under the rubble.
A Utah organization is using Google location technology to improve services in San Juan County's Navajo Reservation. Without formal street addresses, reservation residents can have trouble getting mail delivery, ambulance service, and government IDs to vote with. Daylene Redhorse with the Rural Utah Project says the geographic locations they register can be key for voting.
We're able to put people back in the right precinct or have them registered in the right precinct. Not only that, while doing this job, we're able to reach people who had no idea of where to register to vote. We're able to bring these forms to them, get them registered.
With political polarization getting worse, the group Braver Angels is helping people of different political orientations engage in civil conversations. The Washington State chapter, spearheaded by Sulani Madsen, is on a mission to bring people together.
It's okay to be really passionate and firm in your belief and be able to express that. You also have to be able to hear that from somebody else and to acknowledge that, then we're all still going to go on living together in this country. And that's really the key point.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're two different.